I do not disagree that patients with ER-positive disease continue to relapse for a long period of time. Question which we are talking about, outside the context of a clinical trial, offering therapy 3, 4, 5, or 7 years after the patient is alive, free of disease, offering an intervention of no established value at that point, is it appropriate and it is the current standard of practice? I seriously have serious reservation about that.
I think it's a good point. There is a trial that's being launched by the International Breast Cancer Study Group of Australia and New Zealand, the LATER trial, that are going to attempt to randomize such patients. So I do agree a randomized trial would be preferable, but it'll be many, many years. And I find it difficult to imagine that, albeit not level one evidence, with a very strong biological effect we're seeing in MA17, and with it being corroborated by random introduction of tamoxifen in the course of the disease as well, adjuvant tamoxifen, I find it hard to imagine that one can say that there's no likelihood of impacting on events in patients with receptor-positive disease in follow-up.
Like, and also, I want to clarify, for these poll questions in general, it's the same thing as with interviews. We're asking you, what do you do in your practice, not what you consider standard of care. I mean, what's your best judgment? Joe?
What I was going to say, just related to not only this situation, but how I approach situations that we all deal with commonly in practice, and that is to try and separate in my own mind and clarify that for the patient exactly what information we're presenting and recommendations we're making that are clearly data-driven, where we have clear, unequivocal proof that that is the appropriate choice versus situations where we don't have clear data and where our recommendations are just that, recommendations based on our own intuition and working with the patient to try and devise a plan that best suits their situation. And here we're clearly in a situation for a patient who's completed 5 years of AI therapy where the AI was given up front, where we're treading in water that's not data-driven. And in terms of how I approach that particular problem, really it comes down to what's the individual's risk of recurrence as it was estimated at baseline. Secondly, how well they tolerated the drug. Thirdly, the other factors, for example, the age, how many other medications is the patient taking, comorbidities, et cetera.
John, I think I've seen a shift, and we really try to keep our finger on the pulse of what people are doing and thinking, and just, I'd say, in the last 6 months or a year, towards being open to continuing an AI after 5 years. Prior to that time, like, everybody was saying, stop. What's your approach in a non-protocol setting?